connecting is all about your friendliness, your ability to engage, and your willingness to give value first. When you combine those three attributes, you will have uncovered the secret of powerful connections that lead to rich relationships. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. To be, to assume the consciousness of your goal. I've mentioned in other podcasts that the formula isn't what most people think it is. That the actual formula to success is to first be, then do, which equals the success that you seek. See, most people get it backwards. They're looking for validation. They're looking for proof. They're looking for other people to approve them. A degree, a certificate, something that says, son, you've been ordained. You're now a Knight of the Templar. We've given you permission. Most of us secretly seek out the permission of other people, whether it be our parents or our friends, or maybe just strangers on Instagram or Facebook. We seek out this validation that we don't have inside of ourselves. And people who seem to have that are kind of weird to us. This idea. And I've talked about this idea, if you have a goal, you have to be that. You have to become that now. You don't need validation. There is no external evidence. You must be it first. And then begin to take actions of the thing that you've become. And if you've become it, you're going to take actions of it. See, a lion is just a lion. A lion doesn't take a day off, ladies and gentlemen. A lion doesn't take a day off. A lion is a lion. And because you're a lion, you hunt. It's not optional. Lions aren't sitting around in little groups thinking about it and talking to each other and go, hey, you guys think we should hunt today? I mean, maybe we've killed too many. It's not what lions do. Lions don't take Saturday off, and lions don't take Sunday off. Neither do sharks. Wolves don't take the afternoon off. Wolves are wolves. And the pack leader's the pack leader, and he doesn't get a vacation. His validation is the action in which he conducts himself. And the science of getting rich teaches us this idea of taking certain actions and thinking in a certain way, which seems very damn particular. Didn't say how you feel or what you're up to. Thinking, action, these are verbs. These are action go-to words. These imply that your movement of energy, of momentum. And as we move forward in this world, this is one thing I promise you, I don't care your age, if you're listening, shit is hard. And you're going to have problems. You're going to be assaulted. And people from all angles and all different ages, from your children to your parents to complete strangers, are going to sometimes be in your way. And they're not going to give you the validation that you so want. And the guru you look up to, he might not fucking answer you. It doesn't matter. But you have the power to do, to be, and to become anything. Anything that you can assume the consciousness of. Can't be anything you want to be. If you ain't got no legs, you ain't going to be a running back. So we can't break the rules of nature. But it might mean you got to think a little different. Doesn't mean you can't own the team. You don't need legs to write the check to the running back. Don't mean you can't hold up the NFL trophy, right? And so maybe you got to look at it just a little bit different. Maybe it doesn't look like you thought. speaking with a young gentleman today. I do these one-on-one coaching calls from time to time. I charge a small fee and I have to. It's not that I need anybody's $50. But the reason I charge $50 is I'd be on this damn call every day. I get asked dozens of times a day. Gerald, I'm thinking about buying real estate. Can you help me out? Can you talk to me for a minute? What should I be looking at? What should I be thinking? How does the down payment work? What's the best kind of loans? And no, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy that's been doing this shit for 18 years. And I freely give my information. Jab, 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 right? The Bible says it's better to give than to receive. Zig Ziglar, famous motivational speaker, used to teach that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And that sounds a lot like karma to me. And I believe in karma. When Jesus said it's better to give than to receive, what did he mean? He meant the karma coming back was going to be better than anything you imagine. It's not about the instant ROI. It's a big picture. It's a longer game than that. It's not about advertising one time. This was my advantage when I was in direct mail. I used to be very active in network marketing and building sales organizations. The advantage was is I could see past fucking next month. I could create ad campaigns and letter campaigns that were 8, 9, 10, 15 months into the future. That 8 months after responding to my ad, you would get this letter. Most human beings can't think like that. And that gave me a superpower. And so when I buy a stock, if I put 5,000 in, 10,000 in, I don't see 5,000, 10,000. I see the 100,000 I'm going to get. That's a superpower. Most people can't see that far. They can't see that far ahead. And so they never have this experience. They don't have the experience of assuming the consciousness of the goal of becoming it first. First B, I am fill in the blank. So the young kid that calls me, he says, "Hey, Mr. Peters, I'm fixing to go to school to become a realtor so I can do what you do." And I responded back, "I'm not a realtor." And he goes, "I know, but this way I can learn about real estate." And I reply back, "You don't need to be a realtor to learn about real estate. I know more than most realtors." And he replied back, "I don't understand." He's 18. Apparently never had this conversation with his parents for whatever reason. And I said, son, why don't we do a coaching call? And so we talked. And I said, did Warren Buffett need to be a stockbroker to buy stocks? No. You're looking for validation outside of yourself. You need a piece of paper. You need credentials. You need a license. You need something that says that you're okay to do this. You don't need that to do that. Anybody can buy a house. Anybody can be a real estate investor. Anybody can buy a stock. Anybody can start a business. There's no fucking license you have to get. You have to have your mind right. The first pillar of the 10 pillars of success is how you think is everything. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. Why would this kid think he needed all of that? I said, "You don't need that. You're going to need to study. Ancient text says, study to show thyself approved." You need to be approved. In other words, you need to know what you're thinking, know what you're saying. You need to be. You need to assume the consciousness of an investor. What does it mean to be an investor? Now, nothing against being a real estate agent. Fine profession. But I think any real estate agent listening right now knows you don't need to be a real estate agent to be an investor. But somehow in his mind, he had lumped these two together. And no adult told him this. He does a call with me and I tell him this. And within 30 minutes, we've completely changed what he's going to do. How does that happen? How can that happen? But it's good for him. I'm happy. Because we worked out some issues that for some reason the people around him weren't explaining to him. It's such a small commitment. A conversation with me at an appointed time. And his future's changed. Imagine if he'd have went and got a license, spent the next 3, 4, 5 months, 8 months, 2 years failing at something that really wasn't even his intent. And so when he's doing it, he's like, this is not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do paperwork. I didn't want to show moms and dads new houses. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be a real estate investor. And I said, son, to be a real estate investor, one, you're going to need a good credit score. Two, you got to have 2 years of tax returns. You need to make some money. He didn't need to be a realtor. He needed to be out making money. And I said, you don't need to leave your parents' home. You should stay at your parents' home. You should ask your parents if you could pretend like you were in college and stay for 4 years. Go and make us work 80 hours a week. Take all of the money and just pour it into real estate and buy 5, 6, 7 houses in the next 4 years. And leave there with a portfolio of 500,000, 1,000,000. I don't know how aggressive you are. Get the app that allows you to pen houses and began creating direct mail campaigns. Shit, solicit investors. Get an attorney. See what you need to do to open a fund. You don't need to leave your house to get rich. You just need to be thinking about the right things. And you damn sure don't need a license or validation or a diploma. You don't need any of those things. My son is 16 years old, made $10,000 last month. He hasn't even graduated high school. And it's not doing what I do. Completely different. In a whole different field. Online. Because he thinks in a certain way and he takes actions differently. He's not trying to conform to their stupid high school system or their college system or this system or that system or I need approval from this or that. No, you don't. You need a clear definition of what it is you're trying to do, because if you don't have that, then you're not going to approach it the right way. And you're going to waste a lot of damn time. And you could have been doing this to get to where you're trying to go, but you've been over here. And so you need to seek out wisdom. And I'm not saying just from me, but from a lot of people. You need to open your mind. Assume the consciousness of your goal. Inside of this idea of the 10 pillars of success, I don't talk about them often, but pillar number 2 is decide upon your true dreams and goals. Like, get real crystal clear. Pillar number 3 is take massive action. Goals are nothing without action. Don't be afraid to get started. Don't be afraid to fail. Assume the consciousness of your goal. Be, then do equals the success. Pillar number 4 is very simple. Never stop learning. You should always be seeking education. Pillar number 5, be persistent and work hard. That seems like a given. Pillar number 6, focus on the big picture. This is my secret power. If I have a special secret power, it's this that most people don't have. I'm always looking 10, 20, 30 years down the road. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm planning my own death right now. I'm only 49. Shit won't be the chance. If I drop dead, there's clear instructions. How the assets are to be allocated. It's my duty. It's my obligation. Some of you have children, and if you died, their life would be miserable because you've taken no time, no effort. You haven't educated yourself. You don't have a simple term life policy. For the price of a fucking piece of pizza, you could have your children protected, and you're not even doing that. And yet you're listening to me or other people and you're talking about you want to build passive income, you want to build wealth, and you're not even doing the basics. Because you're over here when you should be over there. Because we can get it twisted in our life. This is the point of having a coach. This is the point of having someone talk to you. To catch those mistakes. I meet people all the time. They're working on building this wealth, and I say, well, what happens if you die? Price of pizza, and that's not even a conversation. Well, I don't want to waste the money. You don't want to waste the money. If $40 is your problem, what are we talking about? But that sounds like a lot of responsibility, and we haven't gotten to that pillar yet. Pillar number 7 is focus your time and money. That seems pretty obvious. I talk about this idea of having a 40% savings rate. If someone would have drilled that into your head and I told that kid, I said, you need to be saving 40% of your income. He says, well, I can't do that. I said, why not? He says, well, I don't make enough. No shit, Sherlock. Go make more money. That's why you're working 80 hours a week. You think it's going to be easy? You think you could become a 7%er conveniently, comfortably working 35, 40 hours a week at your job? You think that's how you become a multimillionaire doing that? Nobody does that. There's no one in your family that did that. No one in your family worked 30 and 40 hours, had a normal job, became rich. Bullshit. They had to think outside the box. They had to do other things. They had to assume the consciousness of their goal. It was on purpose. And somewhere, somehow, they got coaching. Somewhere, somehow, someone was in their mind, or unless they were intuitively born with it. I wasn't. I've had 3 people that were instrumental in my life. I've had a lot of people that I learned a lot of things from, but I had 3 people that changed my life. Meaning I changed what I was doing based on their message. Because I heard it and it reverberated with me and it was true in my heart, and I realized maybe I need to do some things different. You ain't got $10,000. You've been on planet Earth for 30 years, 40 years, you ain't got $10,000. It's like 10 fucking cents a day. It's all you had to save. 10 cents a day. And there's people that don't have that. Is that misfortune? Or is it not having the 10 pillars of success? Not seeing the big picture? See, it's not possible for me that I don't invest right now. I'm 49 years old. Guess what? Let me let you in on a little secret. I'm going to be fucking 70. I'm going to be 55. And then I'm going to be 60. And then I'm going to be 65. Then I'm going to be 70. And I'm hoping to live to be 100. But you know what I'd like to have when I'm 70? Money. You know what I'd like to have when I'm 80? Money. You know what I want when I'm 90? Money. So what do you think the best time to prepare for that is? Now. And that's not about retirement. I could have long retired. It's not about retirement. It's about you being you. It's retirement construct. The reason people don't save is they're like, they're not even thinking about retirement. I'm not even talking about retirement. You don't save for retirement. You save to get rich now, today, to keep your money. What is yours? What is rightfully yours? It's your duty, your obligation. And if you're not going to fight for that, then what the hell are you even going to fight for? What is important to you if your own money's not important? And that of your families. You say, well, Gerald, money's not real high on my thing right now. I'm going to college. Well, how are you paying for it, smarty? How are you going to buy a car when you get out? A house? Food? Where do you think that comes from? You want to struggle? You don't want to be a blessing to other people? Pillar number 8 is think outside the box. Pillar number 9 is deal and communicate effectively with other people. We could basically check off 6, 7, 8, and 9 for most people. Be persistent, work hard, focus on the big picture, focus your money, think outside the box, deal and communicate effectively with people. And number 10, take full responsibility. When I would market and pitch myself and pitch my idea and my business, I knew early on that connecting was all about friendliness and your ability to engage with people and your willingness to give value first. I didn't need to learn that from Gary Vee. I learned that in Bible school with cookies and Kool-Aid, that it's better to give than to receive. And then along the way, I got into the self-help stuff and motivation. And one of the first guys I got onto was Jim Rohn. Another guy was called Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar had this quote that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And then along the way, I met this guy named Tony Robbins, and he would say that same thing. And then somewhere along the way, I met this guy named Joe Schroeder. This guy became instrumental in my life. He doesn't know it, but his books and tapes and CDs that I listened to changed the way I thought. And he had this philosophy that what you give away, you always get to keep. He would say that. What you give away, you always get to keep. And I realized what he meant. He was talking about the content, the message, the image, the verbal communication. See, before we had the phrase content, I know your content, before we said that, that's what he was talking about. That thing in which you are, the consciousness that you assume, the message that you put out. What is the message? If I met you, if I was around you for 10 minutes, what would I come away with? Are you a man seeking to improve? Are you a person seeking to change the world? Are people better off being around you? Or are you damaging? You ever met people that just being around, you knew this could go bad? Like, you don't go out with this dude on Friday night, you're probably going to get arrested. And then you got your friend over here. It's like, shit, if you got money problems, that's the dude you call. Or you got a friend that's a chiropractor, you got a friend that's into computers. Everybody's got that friend that's into computers that when you have a computer problem, you call that guy or that girl. How do we? And so inside of that, we find ourselves. That connecting is all about friendliness. Your ability to engage and your willingness to give value first. But when you combine those three attributes, friendliness, ability to engage, and willingness, when you combine those three in a singular message, assume the consciousness of your goal, be it first, be it. And then connect it with friendliness, ability to engage, and a willingness to give value first. When you combine those three attributes, you will have uncovered the secret power of connections that lead to rich, vibrant relationships. Hey folks, this is Gerald Peters. If you haven't had a chance to read my book, The You Don't Have to Die Broke, just simply reach out to me. You can DM me, you can text me, you can call me, however you want to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to send you a free digital copy. If you're like me and you like physical copies, you can order a physical copy inside. If you would like to schedule a 30-minute, a 1-hour, one-on-one with me, call it a coaching call, call it whatever, and you want to talk about anything that I talk about in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, or in my book, The Money Flow, I would be more than happy to do that around your schedule. I can only take 2 of these a week, so these are limited. Yes, they cost, not that expensive. It ain't no big deal. And like that kid I spoke to today, I could probably, you know, I might be able to save you a year or two, a year, 3 years of heartache. So if you're interested in that, just reach out to me, and I would be very glad to do that. Peace.